You're landing clients, you're delivering great work and staying busy, but your income still isn't where you want it to be. If that sounds familiar, it's time to take a hard look at your pricing. In this episode of the podcast, I'm sharing 5 smart strategic tips to help you price your services for real profitability. No fluff, no guesswork, just what you actually need to build a business that pays you well. If you're done with undercharging and ready to get paid like a CEO, this one's for you. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast, episode 101. Before we dive in, I've got something pretty special I want to share with you. I've been thinking a lot about this podcast lately, and it's probably because we've just hit 100 episodes. And for me, it feels like a big deal. When I started this show, I just wanted a space to share what I wish more business owners were talking about. Not just marketing tips or hacks, but the real stuff. How to make a living without losing your life in the process. And every single time I sit down to record, I imagine that I'm talking to you. The business owner who's juggling it all, working hard, and looking for a way to grow without the overwhelm. So to celebrate this milestone of 100 episodes and to thank you for being here on the journey, I'm doing something special. I'm giving away a free 60-minute one-on-one strategy session with me. This is a full hour where we'll look at your business together. We'll cover what's working, what's not, and where you can make simple shifts for more clarity, time, and of course, profit. No fluff, just focused strategy and real conversation. So here's how you enter the giveaway. Share a podcast with a friend, post about it on social media and tag me, or leave a review on Apple or Spotify. You can do 1, 2, or all 3 of those actions, and each action gets you an entry. So the more you do, the better your odds of winning. After you're done, click the link in the show notes below and fill out the quick form so I know what action you took. The giveaway closes on Friday, June 27th at midnight, and I'll announce the winner in podcast episode 103. I can't wait to see who wins. But more than that, I'm just so grateful you're here for this journey. Thanks for being part of it. All right, let's dive in. Today, I'm going to talk about something that makes a lot of business owners squirm a little bit, and that is pricing. If you've ever found yourself asking, am I charging too much? Or why am I working so hard and still not making what I want? Then this episode is for you. We're going to talk about how to price your services for profitability, not just survival. Because the truth is, if you're not pricing intentionally, you're probably undercharging. And undercharging leads straight to burnout, resentment, and of course, a bank account that doesn't reflect your talent. So today, I'm going to walk you through 5 simple tips to price your services in a way that actually supports your life and your business goals. And if you want help putting these tips into action, I've got a resource for you as well, Get Paid Like a CEO. It's short, but powerful guide that shows you how to reverse engineer your pricing so you're not just covering costs, but actually making a profit. I'll tell you a little bit more about this as we get in. All right, let's dive into the five tips. Tip number one is to know your numbers. And I'm starting here on purpose, my friends, because you can't create a profitable pricing strategy if you don't know what you need to make. And no, I'm not talking about six figures or some random revenue goal that you saw on Instagram. I'm talking about your real numbers specific to you, your monthly business expenses, your taxes, how many hours you actually want to work, and how much you want to take home. Most people price their services or their products based on what they think the market will pay. Or worse, what their competitors are charging, without knowing if that competitor is even making money. You've got to spend the time to reverse engineer your rates based on what your business needs to bring in to be sustainable. So inside the Get Paid Like a CEO resource, I include a simple calculator to help you do exactly that. No complicated spreadsheets, just real clarity about what you should be charging to hit your income goals while working the hours that you actually want to work. The bottom line here is that guessing is not a strategy. If you don't know your numbers, your pricing will never feel solid. So that's where we start. All right, if you've got your profitability worked out there, you're not guessing, you've got a strategy, let's move on to tip number two. Price for value, not just time. And this is a shift that changed a lot for me and also changed for my clients. You're not selling hours. You're selling outcome. You're selling transformation. You're selling results. That's the value. So if you're still pricing by the hour or thinking, well, this only takes me 90 minutes, so I can't charge that much, you're not thinking like a CEO. You're thinking like a freelancer who's stuck in time for money mode. So let me give you an example. I had a client who was a copywriter. She could write a killer sales page in a couple of hours. But those sales pages, they helped her clients bring in thousands, sometimes tens of thousands in revenue. So what she was delivering wasn't 2 hours of writing. It was revenue-driving assets. It was results. It was strategy baked into every word that she put on that sales page. She raised her prices, she stopped charging hourly, and started attracting clients who valued her expertise, not just how fast she could work the keys on her keyboard. Value-based pricing allows you to charge for your experience, not just your time. All right, tip number three, include profit on purpose. Now, I want you to buckle up here. This one's going to be a little bit of tough love. Most business owners are pricing to break even. Some are pricing to survive, but very few are pricing to profit on purpose. And without profit, your business doesn't grow. You don't have any breathing room, right? You can't pay yourself well, reinvest, or take a vacation without stress. Profit is not greedy. It's necessary. It's the sign of a healthy, sustainable business. So if you're only charging enough to pay the tools and the team and the taxes, then you're just building a job for yourself. One where the boss is underpaid and overworked. When you calculate your pricing, you should be factoring in profit before you ever pull out that offer into the world. Not hoping you'll make it up in volume or you'll add more clients later. Inside the Get Paid Like a CEO, I walk you through how to build in profit from the start. So you're not scrambling to justify a price after you've already delivered the work. Don't wait until your calendar is full and your energy is drained to realize that your pricing model doesn't work. Build for profit on purpose from the get-go. All right, tip number four, don't let fear set your prices. I know. Pricing can be very emotional. I get it. Fear shows up loud and clear here. Fear of being too expensive, fear that no one will buy, fear that someone will judge you for charging, quote, that much. But here's what I've seen over and over. When you let fear set your prices, you start resenting your business. You end up saying yes to the wrong clients. You over-deliver. You undercharge. And deep down, you know you're playing small. Your pricing is not just a number. It's a reflection of how you see yourself. If you want to build a business that supports your life, your pricing needs to reflect the value you bring to the table. Not that voice in your head that says, "Who am I to charge that?" So let me ask you, is your pricing based on strategy or is it based on fear? Because if it's the latter, if it's based on fear, it's time to get clear and it's time to raise the bar. All right, I hope you're still with me here. Tip number five, revisit and raise strategically. I want you to know that your pricing is not a one and done decision. It should evolve and change as you grow. Every time you improve your service, you refine your process, or you get better results, your prices should reflect that. Yet I see so many business owners stuck on the same rates they were set 2 years ago, even though their experience, their confidence, and their impact have increased tenfold. If your calendar is full, your clients love you, and you haven't raised your prices in a while, guess what? You're overdue. But you don't have to double your rates overnight, right? It's not shock therapy here. Let's do this strategically. So you start by raising prices for new clients only. Introduce a new package with added value. And grandfather in your current clients, but communicate about the upcoming changes. Just don't let your pricing get stale. Regular pricing reviews are a non-negotiable CEO habit, and one I hope that you're going to start doing. All right, let me recap the five tips for pricing your services for profitability. Number one, know your numbers, because guessing isn't going to cut it. Number two, price for value, not time. Number three, include profit on purpose. Number four, don't let fear call the shots. And number five, revisit and raise your prices strategically. You're not here to work for free. You're not here to build a business that just barely scrapes by. You're here to build something profitable, sustainable, and freeing. And if you want a guide to walk you through this step by step, grab my resource, Get Paid Like a CEO, in the show notes. It's designed to help you finally price your services with clarity, confidence, and of course, profit built right in. This toolkit will walk you through how to price your services based on real numbers, not fear and not comparison. It's short, actionable, that helps you reverse engineer your income goals, build profit into your pricing, and finally stop working for free. So if you've tried or you're tired of wondering whether your rates make sense or why you're so busy but still not seeing the payoff, then this is your next step. You can get it here at ceoamplified.ca/getpaid. The link will be in the show notes. Thanks for listening today. If this episode gave you a little pricing wake-up call, I would love for you to share this with a friend or DM me and tell me your biggest takeaway. I love hearing from you. And I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.